We are going to continue the hour by welcoming in our friends from the Orange Partnership and continuing our Bridging the Gap series brought to us by the Orange Partnership. On the first Friday of each month, we'll meet local partners working together to close the communication gap between parents and their children in order to help all young people in our community live healthy and productive lives. The theme this month is talking about alcohol. It is National Cancer Prevention Month, and you might not think about alcohol being connected there, but it certainly is. And joining me in the studio to talk a little bit more about it, we have Dr. Melissa Cox, who is an assistant professor at UNC Gillings School of Global Public Health. Dr. Cox, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, great to be here. Thank you so much.
We are also joined by Geneva Bell, who's a senior at Cedar Ridge High School and with the Orange Partnership. Geneva, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, of course.
I want to start by talking a little bit more about Orange Partnership. We kick off each segment each month by discussing the good work that it does and letting people know about its mission and its goals in case they haven't heard. So a reminder that Orange Partnership, local coalition focused on healthy communities, and they focus their efforts on enhancing protective factors that could reduce the likelihood of young people turning to substance use. I want to, Geneva, start with you, if that's okay. How did you get involved with Orange Partnership, and how have you been impacted by the work that the group does?
I first got involved in Orange Partnership because the career lady at my school sent out an email and was like, there's this great opportunity to help combat substance use, and it's also paid, which is not the reason, but...
But it helps, I'm sure.
Yes, it does. And... I have been affected, or not really affected, but like I've gained so many skills already from being in this like internship, I guess. I've gotten better a little bit at speaking aloud, and I've learned so much regarding substance use, and like I've just learned so much about things that I would have never thought about, like different substances, like I never knew how they really affected people and things like that. So, yeah.
Is it the type of thing that you're very proud of working with? You know, not just, you know, being paid and being able to do this with an internship, but working with a team and helping, you know, helping teach other people.
Yeah, it's very rewarding. It feels very rewarding to know that I'm going to be helping somebody out there.
It's a big, big step. Well, I'm sure, Dr. Cox, you help a lot of people out there, too. How did you get connected to Orange Partnership, and how do their goals overlap with your work?
Sure. So I'm an alcohol prevention researcher, and all of what I do thinks about what can we do to prevent young people from engaging with alcohol and other substances? How can we reduce harm related to alcohol use and other substances? And really importantly, while I work to build a body of evidence and do the research, it can't be done without community partners that translate these findings into practice, that work with the people on the ground, those who might be impacted by it. And so I've worked with Orange Partnership and some other community coalitions really to help inform them. What do we know from the science? What do we know from the evidence? And how can we communicate that clearly? How can we build interventions that are effective? And so again, these organizations that are on the ground, they're really the ones doing the work and having such an impact. And I just try and use what I know from a research perspective to help them.
Wonderful. Well, let's dig into that a little bit. As I mentioned off the top, National Cancer Prevention Month, and there are definitely links from alcohol to cancer. The Surgeon General's recent advisory says that there is a link to about 7 cancers, which it's surprising to me, but I'm curious what type of alcohols were studied in this, what type of cancers are they correlated with? What is it that you've found in your research and is known in the research world, I guess?
Sure. Yeah. It's been a couple decades. The link between alcohol and cancer really started to come forward in the 80s, and it's sort of hallmarked now with this most recent Surgeon General's advisory, and it's all types of alcohol. So that's beer, wine, and liquor. And I think one thing that's really important is when we talk about consuming alcohol, one drink is 14 grams of ethanol, which is equivalent to a 5-ounce glass of wine, a 12-ounce can of beer, or 1.5 ounces of liquor. And so oftentimes, actually, people underestimate how much they're drinking, whether that's a bigger can of beer, that's a mixed drink with multiple shots in it, for example. And so it's all types of alcohol that are related to cancer. And there are seven predominant types of cancers that we've seen a causal link, meaning that there is enough evidence to say that it's the consumption of that alcohol that's causing the cancer. And the largest ones are breast cancer, that accounts for most in women, then colorectal cancer, which affects men predominantly. There's also cancer to the esophagus, to the mouth, to the liver, to the throat, and to the voice box. And so lots, you know, sort of in the upper tract. But again, breast cancer holds the biggest burden for women and colorectal for men.
Wow. That's one of those things that I just, again, you don't really think about and the connection there. So are there any other things from the recent, obviously beyond just spreading the awareness, what are some other things that jump out in either in your research or the recent advisory that you think are important for people to know along these lines?
I think one of the biggest things, which is why we're here, is raising awareness about this link between alcohol and cancer. So many people know the link between tobacco and smoking and cancer, for example, radiation, but actually less than half of the U.S. adults are aware that alcohol is linked to cancer. Less than half. I mean, that's really substantial. And so I think our work right now is to get that message out, to communicate it carefully about how alcohol truly does increase your risk for cancer. And importantly, it can increase your risk for cancer even at lower levels of drinking. And this is what the Surgeon General's recent advisory says, is that although you have higher risk with the more that you drink, the more frequently, the greater amounts, we're seeing that even meeting what is currently in the dietary guidelines, so one drink a day for women or two drinks a day for men, even at those what are considered low to moderate levels, we see increased risk of cancer. And so really, there's no safe levels of alcohol, if you want to frame it in that way, because again, we're seeing from a population, this is across the globe, we see these links between even lower levels of alcohol and cancer.
We're speaking with Dr. Melissa Cox, who's an assistant professor at UNC's Gilling School of Global Public Health. We also have Geneva Bell, who's a senior at Cedar Ridge High School here from the Orange Partnership. This conversation and Bridging the Gap is brought to us by Orange Partnership. And Geneva, I want to turn back to you. Obviously, we talk a lot about substance abuse and substance use and the communication along those lines. What kind of stuff does Orange Partnership try and let kids know when it comes to, hey, alcohol is included in this? Because as we've talked about many times on the segment too, it's adult behavior, it's peer behavior. Those are some of the influences that often lead to kids sometimes getting involved in this stuff.
Yeah. So I think us as Orange Partnership, we try to just educate youth, because even as much as we tell them, or tell us, I guess, because I'm included, as much as we can tell them, like, don't do it, it's bad, they're still going to. And I feel like it's just, I don't want to say undeniable, but it's just like, you can't avoid it. It's going to happen. But I feel like we just try to educate them on how to drink safely if they were to, but definitely just to not. I feel like that's what we try to do as Orange Partnership.
Yeah. It's certainly one of those where it's about the moderation. It's about the safety side and again, spreading that awareness. Now, I do want to ask on the science side, Dr. Cox, of course, we know that plenty of factors in cancer are out of control, a lot of genetic dispositions there, but there are also plenty of stuff that people can do with their lifestyle choices that help make cancer more preventable. What are some of those choices that you like to suggest, especially when it comes to alcohol-related deaths and cancer?
Sure. So there's a number of what we call lifestyle factors. And again, these are things not related to genetics or things that you can't change. And smoking and drinking are leading sort of preventable lifestyle factors related to cancer. But also obesity is one of the predominant links and causal links with cancer. And so other lifestyle factors are things like physical activity and nutrition, all of which can combine to increase risk for a number of these cancers.
Gotcha. Well, as we begin to wrap up here, is there anything else about your research that jumps out to you, or that, you know, when you have a chance to share with folks, be like, I really think it's important that you understand this, or anything along those lines that you want to take a moment to share with folks? And then, Geneva, I want to turn back to you and see what else Orange Partnership has going on and anything else to share. But starting with you, Dr. Cox.
Yeah, sure. So I think alcohol can be a challenging topic to work on, particularly with youth, because it's so embedded in our social culture, right? And there's a lot of messages that people receive, even from young ages, that sort of talk about alcohol as being okay. And it's not to paint this picture that it's, you know, it's horrible, but to have a true sense, you know, being educated on what the risks are, how it can affect you, but not just you, how it affects those around you, how it affects your community, how it, you know, affects the decisions that you make. And so what can we do to really inform, to empower young people to make decisions that are best for themselves now and in the future? And how can we be supportive of that? And I think that's always our message, is to work in partnership to reduce harms and to ultimately build a safer and healthier community together.
Yeah. Geneva, do you want to build off of that?
I feel as in like the younger population, I feel what would be most beneficial for them to like fully grasp that this is like a really dangerous and serious topic is if like the adults or parental figures in our life were more open to speaking about it and educating us. Because I can hear it from some random person on the street, but I feel like it would mean more to me if somebody that was close to me was telling me how dangerous this was. And also if they're like setting a good example, because like I can see them all the time doing this behavior. And if I'm seeing it 24/7, then I'm automatically going to think it's okay. So I just think it has to do a lot with the community and the older generation around you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, to finish us off here, is there anything else happening this month, either around National Cancer Prevention Month or anything exciting coming up with Orange Partnership that you'd like to share?
We are doing a thing with ABC. I'm not too sure what all is going to be done there, but that is something that is coming up February 18th.
Okay, February 18th. And Dr. Cox, anything else that you would like to plug on your research or anything along those lines?
Yeah, we continue. Our department has a lot of people that are leading really cool and innovative efforts. We have a team that's working to update warning labels on alcohol, so thinking about the ways that we communicate messages. And so we're going to continue to have, you know, really both interesting and hopefully impactful research coming out on prevention and what else we can do with youth and with adults.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to learning more about that. Keep us, with my news director hat on, keep us posted about that. Very interested in learning more. And of course, if you want to learn more about Orange Partnership, their website is orangepartnership.org. Thank you again to them for presenting Bridging the Gap each month. And a reminder again to folks that Orange Partnership is a community collaborative working to close the communication gap between parents and their children so all young people can live healthy and productive lives. Again, their website, orangepartnership.org. Dr. Melissa Cox and Geneva Bell, thank you so much for joining us for this month's Bridging the Gap.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.